Have you ever heard the saying, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission? This is something that I actually agree with a whole lot, probably because I'm a little bit of a rebel when it comes to rules. And so in this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, I'm kind of taking one of those quote unquote rules that you will hear people give you when they talk about time management. And I do an awful lot of talking about time management, but this is one time management rule I say we can break. Curious to hear what it is? You are going to want to jump in to this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. Let's get started.
Well, hey there. I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast.
Okay, so I love to be one who challenges authority sometimes. I'm kind of someone who enjoys thinking about things a little bit differently, asking a lot of questions, asking why. Why do I need to do it that way? Why is that the rule? Who said all things that I've been known to say at times? Because I think it is always helpful for us to be aware. We shouldn't just blindly follow things. We should be willing to use our own minds and make sure that what we're being told and maybe even the advice that we're choosing to follow, number one, makes sense. Number two, makes sense for us because we're all different. And so this is one of those things that, again, you'll hear time management experts talk about, and they'll just kind of gets painted in a bad light as something we shouldn't be doing. But yet a lot of us do it. And then because we're told this is kind of a bad thing to do, when we catch ourselves doing it, well, then we feel guilty. We feel like we've done something wrong and we get frustrated with ourselves. And we don't need any more mom guilt. We don't need any more reasons to feel bad about ourselves or like we're doing something wrong. So what we're going to be talking about today is scrolling on your phone in general, but specifically starting your day off by scrolling on your phone. Now, raise your hand if you've ever heard that you should not be doing this, that this is a bad way to start your day. You should start your day doing something super productive, even if it's, you know, some alone reading time. It should be time that is not spent on your phone scrolling. Typically, that's not going to be painted as a positive way to start your day. But do you know what? I do this every single morning, and I say there's nothing wrong with it. Here's why. So again, I teach about time management a lot, and I feel like it's that common wisdom that says spending time scrolling on your phone is a waste of time. Let's talk about that in general first. In general, we're made to feel like scrolling is, again, a waste of time. We should be doing all of these other things. And your mind probably goes there like mine does. When you catch yourself scrolling on your phone, your mind is also thinking of all of those other things that you should be doing, could be doing, and I can't believe you're wasting your time this way. And then our mind can sometimes say things like, you're so lazy. You're just procrastinating. Why aren't you getting things done? You know, you so-and-so, do you see what she gets done in a day? What do you expect? You expect that you're going to sit and scroll on your phone and be able to get stuff done? That's crazy. Stop being so lazy. That's the conversation that we have with ourselves. And then that guilt sets in and we get frustrated with ourselves. And just like you might have heard me talk about before, then we're trying to move forward and make progress wearing the weight of the baggage of all of these names we just called ourselves and all of this guilt we're feeling because of what we're doing and what we're not doing. So I'm here to say, let's set this common wisdom aside so that we can set all of those after effects aside too. And let's really talk about why scrolling on your phone doesn't have to be considered a waste of time. So here's kind of how you tell the difference, because scrolling on your phone could be a waste of time, but it just matters on these. It depends on these three things. Okay, here's how to tell the difference. I've got three ways to tell the difference. Number one, you plan to spend that time that you're scrolling on your phone. You've planned it this way. This is what it is for me first thing in the morning. I have learned at least for this season of my life. I don't know if it will always be this way, and it hasn't always been this way. This is probably something that I've been doing maybe for 9 months, 12 months now, that sort of thing. But I find that when I start my day super early, by the way, when I start my day super early by scrolling on my phone, it just kind of allows my brain to begin engaging in a very non-stressful way. Of course, if I see anything stressful when I'm scrolling, well, I just get right past that. But typically that's not happening. So again, I will check, sometimes I'll check like Instagram. Sometimes I will check, I will always check emails. Just see, again, I'm not necessarily even clicking on them to see what they say. I'm just looking at who they're from. I'm looking at maybe the first little bit that my email inbox will show me. And I'm just trying to gauge what sort of time and attention is my email going to need. I will look at texts that may have come in overnight. I typically don't look at text super late at night, even if I'm still awake. It's just, it's kind of my boundary where whatever it is, it's going to have to wait till tomorrow. When I get to the point where in the evening, I'm just no longer effective, whatever it is I read isn't going to be something that most likely I can take action on anyway. So there very well could be texts that come in overnight as well. And so I'm looking at those. And again, I'm just trying to kind of gauge, what am I going to have to deal with today? Probably in the real near future, because typically these are things that I'm starting my day with after this. I kind of jump into my email. I sort it out between, you know, what's urgent, what's not urgent. Does this have to be taken care of today? Can it be moved to a different email day? That sort of thing. So, but scrolling on my phone just kind of lets me get acclimated to the light. It kind of just lets me get acclimated to the day. And it just kind of gets me ready to engage with the world. But the key thing here is that I have planned to spend that time scrolling on my phone. I haven't decided in the moment to spend it that way. I haven't decided I'm going to start my day in a different way. But now I'm not going to do that, and I'm going to spend it scrolling on my phone. You can see the difference. I have planned to start my day that way. Scrolling on my phone was planned for, and that's criteria number one that says using and scrolling on my phone isn't wasting my time. It's not wasting my time because it's planned time. That's number one. Number two is when you're going to use, when you want to have this time scrolling, not be wasted time, you also have to have a time limit for it. For me, it's 10 minutes. I get this 10-minute kind of warm-up scrolling on my phone. And again, I don't have a real clear direction or path that I do. I don't have a checklist. First I check this and then I check that, because that would just be thrusting me into my day too heavily. Too much structure early in the day, I've discovered, doesn't work well for me. But I typically tend to have the same flow. But for me, though, there still is that clear time limit. It's 10 minutes. And when you have this, when you have this ending time for the stopping of the scroll, well, now it kind of eliminates your ability to kind of be sucked into the black hole of scrolling, which can happen. And that's kind of where scrolling on your phone can get a bad rap. It's because we don't have these time limits. And really, we kind of think, oh, I'm just going to jump on here for a minute. And the next thing we know, 45 minutes has gone by. That is typically what happens. And so with this clear time limit, now that's not going to happen. So you've set yourself up to be intentional with choosing this time and to be planned with choosing this time. But it's also a very clear shut off. That's important for step number two. And then step number three is that you have to be the enforcer to abide by that time limit, though. And otherwise, if you're not doing that, scrolling probably will be a time waster for you in that moment. So you have to, if you're going to go through the bother of setting up step number one and two, and we're going to talk in a minute about why you want to do it this way. But if you've gone through the bother of number one and number two, then you're going to want to follow that up with number three, which is enforcing that time boundary that you have put in place. So again, as a life coach, I'm kind of a rebel. And really, I'm a rebel in real life too. I'm never one to say doing whatever it is bad, even if everyone else says it's bad. In this case, everyone else pretty much would say scrolling on your phone is something you should try to control, limit it. And I can maybe echo those thoughts as well. But I do also say, if that's something that you enjoy, you should absolutely plan it into your day at times, like I knew in the morning. So I say, again, if conventional wisdom kind of says, don't be scrolling on your phone, I say, it's not bad. It's not bad if you're doing that with intention. So many times we're unplugged when we make decisions. We're not thinking clearly. We're just, again, in my example, I planned on getting up at 5 a.m. and getting right to my workout, but now I'm scrolling my phone instead. When that decision is made in that moment, it's not one that's typically going to be made with intention. That's one of those unplugged decisions. And I call that making decisions from the backseat, because really we spend so much time in the backseat of our life, just letting life happen to us, just living in the moment and just kind of in reactive mode, deciding what we're going to do. And I'm all about intention, and really intention, making decisions, making choices, choosing your schedule, choosing how you're going to spend your time with intention is what it means to be in the driver's seat, where you are the one deciding. When you are the one deciding, suddenly life is no longer happening to you. You're creating the life you're actually living. So the cool thing is, when you have this planned scroll, and I kind of alluded to this a little bit ago, when you have this planned time for the scroll, well, now you can actually enjoy that guilt-free. Remember, when we're told it's bad, and that's what we believe to be true, and then we find ourselves scrolling on our phone because we enjoy it. It's how we connect with others. It's maybe how we gain inspiration. It's how we unwind. It's how we get encouraged. It's how we gain feeling validated. It's how we get new ideas. There's so many things that can happen from scrolling in all kinds of ways. But when we're under the understanding that it's a bad thing and something we should try to avoid and something that's wasting our time, now when we catch ourselves doing it, we feel guilty. Again, we feel that frustration. We're upset with ourselves and we feel like we're bad because we've done that. But when you have it planned, when you've chosen it with intention, well, now you don't have to have that frustration. And you don't. I'm here to say I start my day that way every day and I don't have that guilt. I don't have that frustration. And it's totally different. It's a totally different experience for you when you're doing something you actually enjoy and you don't also have guilt associated with it. You're not carrying that guilt along with you. This is why I love and highly suggest you try this three-step process for actually kind of going against conventional wisdom and saying, you know what, I don't agree that scrolling on my phone is bad. It's actually an okay and maybe even a good thing to do if I've done it with intention. I say, as a time management expert, I give you permission to start your day off scrolling like I do if you want, as long as you follow these three rules. You need to pick me up in the afternoon? Fine, follow these three rules. Scroll your phone then, or any other time of the day. If you follow these three rules, then you are choosing it with intention, which means if it's not a good use of your time, you're not going to choose it, right? There are times where we might say, oh yes, I'm intentionally choosing to scroll my phone when I really have to be doing all these other things because I'm up against a deadline or whatever it is, or I'm avoiding doing something that I know I really should be doing. I'm not saying that, right? We can't just choose with intention all the time. We still have to be responsible and use our time wisely. We have to step into the roles and responsibilities we have. That's what it means to live in the driver's seat. Life isn't happening to you. You are choosing to create the life that you have. But when you choose this strategically and with intention, it very well could be what you should, I put in quotes, should be doing. So let me know if you're ready to be a rebel with me. Feel free to leave a comment down below with the word rebel. Let me know you are all about being a rebel when it comes to scrolling on your phone. Let's do this together. I don't know about you, but I kind of like being a rebel. And I kind of like getting permission to go against the flow and do something that's supposedly bad. So I hope that you enjoyed that episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. In the next episode, it's our Ask a Life Coach episode, which we have every Friday. So I'll be excited to dive in with one of the questions that I was sent in. Let's talk then.